Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. I've been getting free magazines in the mail for months now, and sometimes I peruse them to analyze the ideologies of the authors. One magazine I've been getting is The Economist. But this particular edition of The Economist did not even need to be opened. On the cover was the question, "What would America fight for?" I never read the article, but I liked the question, "What would America fight for?" What would you fight for? I'm talking about war here, not public policy. Would you fight for abortion? Would you fight for adultery and homosexuality? Would you go to war to protect your porn? American minds have long since abandoned Christ being the source of law in exchange for man being the source of law. But the laws in America, in the last 50 years or so, are finally catching up to reflecting what man wants instead of what God wants. So if America ever went to war, what would you fight for? Since there is legally protected abortion in America, would you shoot at another country's soldier to protect abortion? Since there is legally protected pornography in America, would you shoot at another country's soldier to protect pornography? Since there is legally protected sodomy in America, would you fire upon another country's soldier to protect that sodomy? I wouldn't. I wouldn't fire upon another human being to protect sodomy, pornography, adultery, bestiality, or some other form of sexual immorality. Nor, of course, would I fire on another human to protect abortion. And I hope you wouldn't either. When nations go to war, it's over a particular version of freedom. And the type of freedom that humanists subscribe to is not freedom at all. It's bondage to sin. The type of freedom Christians fight for is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's the liberty worth fighting for. By the way, you'll never hear this in a civil government school. That's why I, Kevin R. Novak, promote civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.